Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I do just want to touch on something before we wrap up, and it is the contrasting home and away form, because it's been suggested to me a couple of times, and the sample size remained quite small this season, of course, but when it was first suggested to me, it was even smaller. And now, obviously, at international break, it feels like a nice time to just have a quick look.
And with City on the road.
Well, exactly, 100%. Yeah. And just what it means for Liverpool moving forward to the rest of the season, of course, because we know how perfect you have to be when it comes to the Premier League anyway to go and challenge Manchester City. We've seen it before. You can't really afford to drop points home or away. But last season, we spoke about the away form a lot because it was dire at times, absolutely dire. Now, obviously, fresh off the back of a 3-0, relatively comfortable win over Brentford at home. That makes it 9 out of 9 at Anfield so far this season. The away form, however, I'll get the numbers while we're talking, isn't that impressive. Just looking here now, obviously, a draw away at Brighton, draw away at Luton, got beaten to lose in midweek, and Spurs. There's a couple more, Chelsea as well, Spurs game. There are wins in there. Obviously, we beat Newcastle on the road, which was an impressive win in the circumstances. Beat Wolves coming from behind on the road as well. Is there concern around Liverpool's away form? Is that a thing for you now?
Well, yeah, especially when you highlight it in that context. And I think that'll be the difference of Liverpool being title challengers this season and top four contenders. I think it's probably fair to say that. I'm not worried that we don't have the ability. It's more a case of the control in the games when we're playing away
from
home.
That's what you think it is.
I think it is, and the game management, because I think in all of those games that you've just referenced there have been opportunities for Liverpool to have won the games as well. And I think, obviously, I know the Spurs game's a bit of an anomaly because of the circumstances, but in the other games from memory, if memory serves me right, we've had opportunities to either put the game to bed or actually, when we have got in front, defend better as a team, manage the game better. And I think it's, again, because it's a new faces within this system, you've got the comfort blanket of playing at home because you know that everyone's chanting for you to do the right thing. And when you make a mistake, it's not picked up by the away fans and they're not booing you and laughing and all the rest of it that comes with it. So your heads don't drop as easily when you're at home because you've got the comfort of your home fans. I think we need to emulate the way that we manage games. And again, from the home performances, that's where we need to look at and dissect how we're managing games at home at the moment. What is it that we're doing at particular points in games that stop teams from really getting in the ascendancy? And if we're able to kind of replicate that and put those into the away performances, because there are still some tough grounds to go away to right across the league. But again, it's about not giving other teams and quieting other fans. And the thing is for me, no matter how teams have started against us, last season at home, teams would start fast and we'd be like, oh, here we go again. This season, teams have still started fast, but Liverpool have managed to dig themselves out of whatever trouble they've got themselves into. Mm-hmm. They've managed the game and they are dealing with any in-game adversity. Away from home, those fast starts might be the key to being able to quiet the away or the home fans there, and then you can start to build in the game.
It's interesting that I put a lot of last season down to a bit of a loss of mentality, and I, as well as every other Liverpool fan in the land, have spent a long time hailing the mentality of Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool side because they were the mentality monsters. Like, not in phased them. They went from the first whistle to the last, and they were just animals. Absolutely, at home and away, regardless, you're animals. I think that evaporated last season. I think it completely left us, to be honest, at times. Certainly away from home, and it looked like, and I went to a few of these aways, I've seen it firsthand, it looked like when things got on top of them, they kind of shirked it a little bit, to be honest with you, occasionally. And a lot of the time, when the away fans were on the back and they just looked like they didn't fancy it, they were enough of the fight. Now, I haven't seen that this year, necessarily. But if there is an issue away from home, it needs addressing, and it needs addressing quickly, because, listen, we should be praising Liverpool for what they've done today, absolutely 100%. But on the back of this week, it's a stark contrast again from the two away performances to this one now at Anfield. And you just think, like we've said, if you are going to go toe-to-toe with Manchester City, you're going to have to find some sort of middle ground when you go away from home. But it's interesting there that you've said, like, Liverpool, do you think this Liverpool side then is capable of getting back to what it was away from home? Because, like I said, last year when they faced adversity early doors and the fans got on top of them, they just looked like, oh, this isn't really suiting us today, I don't fancy this. This doesn't feel like that to me.
Do you know, I don't want to sound like this might sound like a bit of a cop-out, but I think it depends what's on the line.
Okay.
And I say that because if the league is on the line, I don't think it matters where we play a game of footy. I genuinely think the lads that have been there long enough to know the hurt of losing by a couple of points to City and the elation to actually walk a league will know when it matters, we get the job done. Where I feel we're not necessarily undoing, but where we may struggle is if home form dips a little bit. Only a couple. It only takes a couple before you've now dropped a 4 more points, 5 more points, whatever it might be, and all of a sudden you've got a run of away games as well, where then you think to yourself, all right, now we're back in the mix of top four, and all of a sudden it's right, well, our home form will see us over the line for top four. So let's focus on other objectives, because we probably have taken our eye off the league at this point because results haven't gone our way. And I think in a weird and roundabout way, it's all going to be circumstantial to where Liverpool genuinely can feel they can finish the league. If they feel there's a decent chance of them pushing City all the way, not say let's go and win it, but if there's a chance that they can push City all the way, I think it doesn't matter where we play come the other side of the other side of January. You know, obviously you've got a big period from December right through to the end of January, and obviously there's the international competitions that take certain players away. But when you go past that point, I genuinely think there's something in those lads that say there's a run in now. If we can put 10 to 12, doesn't matter where. And the same way last season, back end of the season and into the up until the Spurs game, we put an unbelievable run together. And there were still a few draws in there, but we wasn't losing. And I think it was because we knew what was on the line, and ultimately we don't make it into the Champions League. But that idea that we can, Spurs us on enough to not drop the level, bit that kind of shoots you in the foot a bit.
No, I think that's absolutely spot on. And you're right, it plays into what was happening last season, because everyone knew in the squad something wasn't right last year, you know what I mean? They could just all sense that. And
they didn't want to play the blame game, so it was a collective, something's off.
And having challenged or even won trophies so often, to then suddenly look around and go, we're not that anymore, you know what I mean? That must be quite difficult to take. And then when the going did get tough, they all just collectively went, oh, and didn't they? Whereas that, to me, again, doesn't feel like the case this time. I think you're right. I think if we are in and around it come the business end of the season, we will see a different animal altogether. Yeah, but no better place to sort of turn that away form around than the Etihad after the break, is there?
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.